This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday the U.S. wants and expects Israel to shift its military operations in Gaza to a lower intensity phase soon.
That's really focused in on dealing with the leadership of Hamas, the tunnel network, and a few other critical things.
Blinken said once the shift happens, the harm done to civilians should decrease significantly, while repeating his calls for Israel to heed its obligation to minimize civilian casualties as it moves to destroy U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Congo's presidential election vote faces delays and questions about credibility. VOA's Alexis Strope has more.
Lengthy delays at the polls have led to voting in Congo's presidential election to be extended as the West African nation faces steep logistical and security challenges that raise questions about credibility. It is not clear whether balloting would extend into Thursday after the election commission said it would continue, quote, to allow every voter until the last. Some ballots are so smudged they are illegible, and some people say they can't find their names on voting rolls. At stake is the credibility of the vote in one of Africa's largest nations, and one whose mineral resources are increasingly crucial to the global economy. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A military analysis says Ukraine's armed forces are taking up a more defensive posture after their summer counteroffensive failed to achieve a breakthrough against Russia's army, and as winter weather sets in after almost 22 months of war. Britain's defense ministry said Wednesday in recent weeks Ukraine has mobilized a concerted effort to improve field fortifications as it forces